Hello, this is Climate and Community, Maine Voices for Action with the Climate to Thrive. This new 5-minute weekly program will illuminate stories of climate courage, solutions, and resilience building actions from across the state, with a focus on communities leading the way right here in Down East Maine. A Climate to Thrive, or ACT, has been supporting community-driven climate solutions on Mount Desert Island and beyond since 2016. I'm your host, Brianna Cunliffe, ACT's Community Engagement Coordinator through the Island Institute Fellows Program. Let's dive in. On a 70-degree morning in October, community members of all ages gathered in the muck and marsh of Kelly Farm Preserve in Tremont on the quiet side of Mount Desert Island. With stencils, blue paint, power tools, wood siding, string, and scientific insight, they worked together to create an art installation that brought future climate impacts to life in the present tense. This is Coastlines MDI.
The Coastline Project is documenting sea level change and sea level rise using historic records from the MDI Historical Society, and then also working with scientists at Skudik Institute and artist Jennifer Steen Boer and Maine Coast Heritage Trust to be able to put markers out on the landscape to show people what the predicted high tides will be on the island in the future.
That was Rainey Bench, Executive Director of the Mount Desert Island Historical Society. Climate impacts can at times feel abstract and uncertain, but for Catherine Schmidt, Science Communication Specialist at the Skudik Institute, the scale of our challenge is clear.
We know that sea level has risen about 8 inches since just 1950, and we expect it to rise another foot by 2050. And the rate of sea level rise has accelerated because more carbon dioxide emissions means warmer temperatures, means the ocean swells more, and more runoff from glaciers enters the global ocean. Mm-hmm. And so relative to the coast, the sea level will be higher. And by 2100, a intermediate prediction is about 3 feet higher than today. And so we want to help people visualize what that looks like on the landscape and also identify vulnerable locations around Acadia.
The 2050 high tide mark draws too close for comfort to the community garden plots where, for now, neighbors' patches of Swiss chard, peppers, kale, and apple trees still thrive. The 2100 marker stands almost level with the road. In Tremont, which the Natural Resources Council of Maine has identified as one of the 20 towns in Maine most vulnerable to sea level rise, some areas are already inundated during storm events. Some of the town's points are likely to become islands of their own. It's one thing to see data about these coming changes on paper. It's another to see them marked in vibrant blue on the landscape. For this project, artist Jennifer Steen Boer created an icon easy to replicate anywhere with stencils. It's based on the universal symbol for water, 3 wavering lines, with the idealized silhouette of MDI's mountains and valleys woven into the top line. Its fluidity represents the uncertainty that remains. The projections that Coastlines MDI uses are middle-of-the-road estimates for future emissions, but there are still many possible futures for this landscape. Where the waters rise to will depend on how we rise to this moment. Coastlines MDI installations are already up at the Oceanarium and Sohn Sound on Mount Desert Island, and if you or your group is interested in taking this exercise to a landscape near you, you can find more information on the Maine Coast Heritage Trust website under Coastlines MDI. This has been Climate and Community, Maine Voices for Action with a Climate to Thrive. Thanks for listening.